No group of women is immune to the act of fear or sexual violence. Women living through war and conflict are particularly vulnerable to extreme forms of sexual violence. Ignoring the role of sexual violence against women and girls is a combat tactic to trivialize what in reality is a war crime. A Woman in Berlin, written by a woman who wished to remain anonymous, teaches us that sexual violence in conflict and in general is a result of social inequality. The book is an 8-week autobiographical diary written from the 20th of April 1945, 22nd of June 1945, chronicling the author's egregious ordeal of repeated rape, hunger, and mass rape by the Soviet Red Army soldiers after the latter besieged Berlin. Only in 2001, after the death of the author, was the book released in German, even though the English version was published in 1954. A Woman in Berlin is more than a reflection on sexual violence and conflict. It also forces us to realize how much the same situation occurs in general, outside war. The book teaches us never to stand by, watch, and let such abuse happen. Women and children need the protection of their government, laws prohibiting all forms of sexual violence in any circumstances, and support for victim survivors of sexual violence. Since women who are victim survivors of sexual violence favor silence or publicly telling their stories, it makes it an uneasy task arresting their rapists. According to the narrator, each of us will have to act as if she in particular was spared. In general setting, the rapist might be someone close to the victim, and giving the person away without permitting impunity might be a hard struggle. Instead of providing emotional support for the victim, outsiders are likely to subject the victim to criticism, such as she asked for it. Fear that the police would be unsympathetic or would do no good was the biggest reason for a non-report. Reflection of last love. When the sun licks the roof of your bungalow, you might wonder if it will marry your house and embrace the pieces that held it all together. There you are, buried within the coffin of your anguish, so nasty the sense that you carry about your heart. Wondering who will come to bail you out of these worries, restoring your tranquility in the conquest. You are a miracle. You've said this a million times, thinking everyone believes you. If anyone does, you do not care as much as you're keeping the faith that builds the person. Within you close by and handy when you are in need. You forget the dazzling follies of hasty marriage. Here you find yourself, trying to figure out how you got into this divorce that began just 6 months after your wet honeymoon. Maybe, you said. Maybe you'd wait a bit by listening to Mama's cry, not to rush away with the neighbor's newly arrived diaspora son. He's a game, the busybodies below cheat,